am the Dean, and this is the Dean Show. I am superior to you, and you suck. I am the Dean. I am better than you. You are listening to my show because I am so awesome. La 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 la. Awesome, awesome. La 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 la. I am the Dean. You are not. You will listen, or I will smite you.
Good evening, and welcome to the Dean Show, episode 6. It may not be evening where you are, but it is always evening in the very large house of the Dean. All hail. We've got a lot planned for this episode. I will review the WWE shows of the week, hopefully in about 30 seconds in total, and then move on to an extensive review of the Chikara Revelation X Day Day that I have, and review that extensively. Speaking of Chikara, I should inform everyone, this weekend it is, by the time you listen to this, it'll probably be over, but it's the Chikara King of Trios, and I get little Twitter updates telling me people who have arrived, and it's awesome, and Thaddeus enjoys it too, don't you, Thaddeus?
Ah.
Okay, we're also planning, hopefully on having a call-in conversation, which will be recorded tomorrow, and we'll hopefully have, I've got a birthday greeting which I'll do, that in just a second, and we've got some new things. I'm going to read a little bit I found on the website, F My Life. It's quite funny. Gonna read two or three bits on that I found. I'm going to read out. And our new segment, Mussolini Corner. Gotta have some of that. Okay. And of course, we'll close with some trapdoor. So, let's begin our birthday greeting. We have been requested to give the birthday greeting to Ben, who his birthday is in the August, so happy birthday, Ben. Okay, that's that out of the way. Let's progress to, well, we're going to WWE, I'll record that tomorrow because I've not watched SmackDown yet, so let's begin with our Chikara. First thing about Revelation X, or X as they say in not Spain, is that my disc 2 was signed by my favourite women's wrestler, the Sarah Del Rey. The Dean was very, very pleased about that. Your disc was not signed by Sarah Del Rey because you're inferior scum and shall be smitten. Okay, you may note that most of my wrestling reviews are very critical and negative. Not when it's Chikara. Let's begin with Chikara Revelation X. The opener was this match we have here. And let's see. Okay, it was the Fist, Gran Akuma and Icarus, I believe, versus the Future Is Now, Lince Dorado, and let's see, who was he teaming up with? Helios, I believe it was Helios, because Equinox was in the main event. Okay, some nice spots in this match. There's a nice bridge, nice pin attempts between Akuma and Lince Dorado, pins, a nice bridge, and like from a gory special, he managed to turn that into a nice bridge. That was very nice. Great perfect plex by Icarus. He did a perfect plex, rolled through, and then into the submission headlock. That was beautiful. The Dean was very happy with that. Then there was a nice like Future Is Now with the double team. They did a slingshot, and where you grab the legs and you sling, kind of hoist them up to the double knees. Slingshot with a springboard double knees attack. Very nice. There's some really good reversals. This was just a really good opener. I loved it. And Icarus defeated Helios with a hard German suplex. That was pretty good. Okay, the next, I'm trying to get through this as quickly as possible because I've got like 3 pages of notes here. The next match, Hallowicked was with the Frightmare, the Incoherence, and they were taking on Grizzly Redwood and Brody Lee. So, Hallowicked went straight for Brody Lee, of course, who pulled off his mask a while ago. Frightmare came out on a chain. I thought the Dean thought this was pretty cool, coming out on the chain. And in the end, it was an okay match. Frightmare beat Grizzly Redwood with, I think it was like a prawn hold, after Brody took out Hollow Wicked with the chain, and it was a nice, nice match. Match number three, it was the women's match, not Divas, of course, women's match. We had Daisy Hayes, who I quite enjoy her. She's very cute, and she was nicely short-skirted in this match. She was very hot. She had, like, a flower happening. She had, like, really awesome bits hanging from her sleeves. I just thought it was awesome. And my favorite wrestler, women's wrestler, who signed my disc, Sarah Del Rey, she is sporting an awesome long coat as well, so good dress from the women here. We have a very enjoyable rolling around and pin attempts near the start. Some beautiful pin attempts from Daisy Hayes. And then she gets thrown into the barrier, which really looked like it hurt. That got the ouch. And yeah, good rolling around happening by Sarah after a kind of abdominal stretch with leg, and then like a roll from there. Let's see. Liger kick, I think I've written here, by Sarah Del Rey. That's pretty good. And then Daisy Hayes went over with a head scissors and a schoolgirl from that. Head scissors to the schoolgirl. And that was a great, best women's match I've seen all year, I should say. Okay, next match. This is a big one, okay? My second favorite tag team, if you listen to the show, you probably knew, the Dean's favorite tag team. The tag team the Dean really loves the most. Thaddeus is in agreement, of course. Thaddeus, while you're there, just bring me some tea this time. Some tea. Hotter this time, okay? Some biscuits, tea and biscuits. And things like this. Okay, so my second favorite team, it is the Order of the Neo Solar Temple, the Heavyweight Horror Crossbones, and that nefarious Ultra Mantis Black, taking on my favorite wrestler of all time, Mike Quackenbush, and the Jigsaw. These guys reunited recently. Good to see them take on the Onst Order of the Neo Solar Temple. So Mike Quackenbush wants to know, this is a kind of story that's been developing recently. Why did he want the if you don't know, Shane Storm became Stigma. He became a bad guy during the Unstable because he turned on Mike Quackenbush and sold the, he gave him the counter to the Jakara special, which is the Jakara move that only the faces can, Technicos can do. And now Quack is asking Mantis why he wanted the reversal. Mantis mentioned something about the evil, nefarious guy from Kaiju Big Battle, Dr. Cube. It's the guy with the cardboard box on his head, if you don't know. Let's see. So we have a nice double super kick happening to Crossbones. It was a nice spot. This was pleasing to the Dean. Let's see. Quackenbush did a reversal to the Praying Mantis Bomb, which is one of my favorite moves. I love the Praying Mantis Bomb. It was reversed. And see, Mike Quackenbush is on Crossbones' shoulders. No, sorry, Ultra Mantis Black was on Crossbones' shoulders. They picked him up like that. Quack dives through the ropes, hits Mantis, who's on Crossbones' shoulders, takes them all down. Gigantonic! That's right, Jigsaw hits the Gigantonic for the win. And then afterwards, the Order complain about how they always lose. And Crossbones has been banned and told he's not allowed to speak about the Eye. So something strange going on there. Okay, what else happened? The Unstable versus Cheech and Clowdy. I quite like the Cheech and Clowdy. Colin Delaney still wearing that ECW shirt from when he was in ECW. I really enjoy that. From his, yeah, Colin is... I love Colin. Let's see. Yeah. So, they put the Cheech and Clowdy put sunglasses on the referee and put the towel around him and turn him into like a beach surfer type of guy. This is awesome. You know, why is Colin... Yeah, the crowd chant, Colin, why weren't you in the Royal Rumble? Love it. So, some nice cartwheels from the Cheech and Clowdy. And then nice pin attempts. Cheech did a crazy backflip over the ropes. It's like, whoa! And meanwhile, Clowdy did a cork... Then Clowdy did like a corkscrew dive through the ropes. I don't even know what was going on there. Dive, spinning through the ropes, just like crazy moving, spinning through the air. It's just awesome. Let's see, Cheech rolls in over Stigma. Yeah, Cheech rolls in over Stigma, and then a Hurricane Rana. Nice Hurricane Rana on the Colin Delaney. Then Clowdy comes off, does a nice move off of Cheech's shoulders, landing on there. Then we have, let's see. We miss the old partly Clowdy with a chance of Cheech. Then we have the electric chair backcracker combo meal from the unstable. Cheech breaks up the pin on Cloudy. FU on Cheech. Tombstone with like a crazy flying assist from Colin. 1, 2, 3. And then this next bit is awesome. It's an intermission. How awesome is that? An intermission with Hydra. Hydra comes out with the intermission sign. He's dancing around, high-fiving the fans. I love Hydra so much. Next up, the Fabulous 2 versus Loose Ice Creams. So the Fabulous 2, they come out. They got their scarves and robes, and Larry Sweeney's in the tie-dye, and it's just completely awesome. They have a great promo. They call out Claudio. Leonard F. Chikarison comes out. He talks about... you're both dressed to wrestle. Claudio isn't here. They say, we dress like this anyway. In the tie-dye and all. Cue Los Ice Creams. This is awesome. Now listen to this. This is great. Match of the year candidate, I think. We have a nice slingshot to... I wrote down here slingshot to ass. Okay, I wrote that down. They got a slingshot. The one ice cream slingshots him into the other one's ass. Then they pinch. One of them pinches Mitch Ryder's ass. Mitch pushes him over, he lies on the ground, cries, and kicks his legs. Bully chants from the crowd. Gets back up, he nips Mitch Ryder again. Mitch pushes him over, and he cries again. Then we get a say you're sorry chant from the crowd. Then he nips him again. Mitch, he slaps him, he cries. He's like jumping around on his knees, hugging the referee. It's craziness. Then he nips him again. It's craziness. Then he gets hit. He's not very happy with this. He gets hit, turns his head, or grabs his hands, turns his head, rotates his head around, gets hit again in the corner. This is turns his head around again, twice, runs in. Then we finally get the tag to the other ice cream. Mitch does the pile driver. Sweeney hits the old 12 large brother elbow drop. 1, 2, 3. Huge boos from the crowd. Boo! Completely awesome. We're 2/3 of the way into this. Okay, then we have Delirious has his first singles match for about a year or two, I think they said. Taking on the Eddie Kingston. Delirious does 20 corner chest hits. And then Eddie Kingston does like the crazy frantic chops really fast. Shadows fall, frogs, which if you're standing up, you bend over, frog splash to your back, that's the shadows fall. Kingston steps away and escapes that. Delirious does a nice half Nelson face buster with like a spin onto your back with a leg hook. Nice move there. Backfist to the future! Backfist to the future, followed by the backdrop driver, uno, dos, tres, and like that. Okay. Two matches left. The next one is the Campeonatos de Parejas match. The Colony have an amazing 7 points instead of the required 3. They're going to attempt to get the titles, the Campeonatos de Parejas, the tag team titles, from the Assyrian portal. Because they had 7 points, they requested a special one fall match because all tag title matches are best 2 out of 3 falls regularly, but they were given a privilege because they earned over twice as many points as they needed. The Assyrian Portal attack... They always take a photo shoot at the start of the tag of a title match. Assyrian Portal attack the Colony during the photo shoot. Soldier Ant tries a German on Amasis. Amasis holds the ropes. Fire Ant runs over Soldier Ant and right onto the outside, jumps on Ophidian. Great. And then it gets even better. Let's see. Soldier Ant does the Jakara special on Amasis. Ophidian locks a death grip in on Soldier Ant, breaking that up. Amasis fakes a hurt knee. I call shenanigans! Mantis is the best heel commentator ever. He's on commentary for this match. He keeps talking about how, you know, oh, stop the match, he's hurt his knee. And Amasis hits a people's elbow, gets back up. Knee was a fake injury. Double mudhole dropkick that the ants do. Then they hit the ants go marching. Then Fire Ant does like a spinning... He spins around. He has him up for the powerbomb position. Spins. Drops Ophidian in the powerbomb. Holds him down for a pin. Amasis comes up behind. Pulls Fire Ant into a cradle, into a roll-up. Soldier Ant does a sunset flip on Amasis. Ophidian does a crazy back rolling pin thingy-majig on Soldier Ant. Mantis says, just count out all four of them and give the belts to the Order of the Neo Solar Temple. I love it. Hurricane Rana. Yeah, they Hurricane Rana Fire Ant onto Soldier Ant. And then this is amazing. If you don't know, 450 Splash is where you stand on the top rope. You jump, you spin a full 360 so that you're standing upright again, and then a further 90 degrees to lie on your front. 450 degree splash, double. Both members of the Assyrian Portal do those. One, two, no! Double kick out. Then we have a pylon. They pile them up and they go for the Assyrian Sacrament, but they escape that. It's like they both jump. I think it's like a splash and a leg drop. They escape that. Then we have a stereo TKO from Soldier Ant and Beach Breaker from Fire Ant. 1-2 no. I'm assuming it's. I mean, they always say that in Smart Wrestling Fan. I hope I'm not stealing that from them. I don't know. I think it's okay to say that. We have the Ophidian does a snake charmer. He jumps on Amasis, puts his legs. He bends upwards and he's got his legs either side of Amasis, balancing on him. He does like a crazy snake charming thing. He does that on Soldier Ant. Instead of going crazy and hypnotized, Soldier Ant salutes, puts Fire Ant in the puts Ophidian in the DDT position, so he's trapped between him and his own partner. Fire Ant hits the Ant Hill. Does that splash to the back of him? Great. Amasis drops, says he's a hurt leg again. Ref doesn't believe it this time. Mantis wants them to stop the match, which is awesome. Soldier Ant does a saluting headbutt through the ropes on Amasis. Beach Breaker on Ophidian, but he gets the rope break. Then we have a going for the top rope Beach Breaker. And then Ophidian, he's going for the top rope Beach Breaker, which is where you've got him. Okay, this is how you get him in a Beach Breaker. You bend down, put your head between his knees. You stand up, and he's now upside down on your back. You're holding him from the top rope, going to jump down, drop him. Then Ophidian does like a crazy overbomb, rolling right over him, slamming him. Fire Ant rolls back onto his front. Like, so instead of just getting powerbombed, he like flips right over on his front, death grip, and Ophidian wins. Last match, real quick, very few notes on this, but it was a ladder match. First ever ladder match in Jakara. Nice spot, Equinox managed to roll under the ladder and then push it onto Vin Gerard. This was for the Young Lions Cup, by the way. Leg in chair, he puts Jimmy Olsen, Equinox's leg in a chair, stands on it. That gotta hurt the leg. See, Vin, there's a Luthez press, like, onto the ladder, and then landing that on Jimmy Olsen's leg. And then we have a head scissor on the ladder. This is crazy. Equinox, Jimmy Olsen, on his knees, jumps up, crazy amount of spinning, because it's hard to do this from your knees. Head scissors him, head on the ladder. I love it. Then Vin Gerard does, like, the Orton, put your feet on the ropes, DDT you, onto the steps! Pulls off Jimmy Olsen's Equinox's mask, revealing Jimmy Olsen. Because it's a ladder match, there's no disqualification, though, because mask removal is usually DQ in Jakara. Death Valley Driver on a straddled ladder set up between the ring and the barricade. The ladder breaks. Craziness. This was by Equinox. And then he climbed the ladder, and Equinox wins. That's your Jakara Revolution X. Buy the DVD from SmartMarkVideo.com. Best show I've seen in, like, ever. Okay, that's that out of the way. I've mentioned the King of Truce is happening. Okay, we're going to hopefully have a Collins and WWE review tomorrow. I'll record that bit, get that put on. I have some new features, though. We're going to look at some things from the F My Life, which is like a website if you want to go there, F My Life. People put in little things about saying, like, today, this happened, F My Life. And it's quite funny, and I've got a couple that I find that are awesome. Thaddeus, how did it take you so long to make this tea? You are getting very close to being completely smitten by the Dean. For with this tea, taking far too long with this. Okay, I think I should probably thank everyone who resubscribed on the new feed. That's something that is important that I should probably do. Okay, here's the F My Life things. I got a couple. Got three of them. Let's read this one. Today, I was wearing my workout clothes that consist of short shorts and a tank top and was walking to my car. I then heard a bunch of men whistling and saying, "Who's your daddy?" and "Why don't you come over here, cutie?" As I got closer, I realized that it was my dad and his friends. F my life. Thaddeus, what do you think about that one? I agree, Thaddeus. I agree. Next one. Today, I decided to surprise my boyfriend at his college, and when I walked into the dorm, he was laying in bed with another girl. When he saw me, he simply said, "April Fools, it's March 19th. F my life. And the last one. Today I was watching this TV show where a man was describing how much he loved this woman, how he made every opportunity to see her, and how he loved her in a way nobody else could, and I smiled, because that's exactly how I feel about my crush. Then I realized the program was about stalkers. F my life. I'm also going to give you one from memory. It's my absolute favorite one. It goes something like this. Today, I received my first phone call for 4 days. It was my mum. It was a wrong number. You gotta love that. Okay, we've got a new segment up next before I leave you for today. In fact, no, before I go any further, no word of the week occurred last week. So I'm going to make sure I don't forget this week. You're getting double word of the week right now. You ready? Two in a row. Scum. That's right. You're all scum. You're all inferior. Double the scum. Okay, it's time for our news segment. Here we go. Welcome, everyone, as the Dean and Thaddeus Penguin present Mussolini Corner. Okay, a little bit about the Mussolini. Because you gotta love the Mussolini, the Dean loves the Mussolini, and if you do not love the Mussolini, you shall be smitten, and smited, and smote. Okay, Mussolini. The last bit for today that I'm gonna leave. What have we got about Mussolini? Well, I'm gonna tell you a little bit about something called the Battle for Lira. This is awesome. This is what Mussolini did, okay? This dictator here. You know, Hitler copied him, so this guy started it. He should be better than Hitler. This is what he did. The Battle for Lira. Oh no, the Italian economy is kind of not very good, and our money is worthless. I'm going to revalue the lira. So he just decides, bam, reset the value of the lira. Just decides, this is now the value of the lira. Decides, done. And then he's boasting, ha, look, I reset the lira. Ha, 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 look how awesome I am. But then the problem with this is he pretty much doubled how much the lira was worth, which meant that it was twice as expensive for foreign, for imports. You know, no one could import from Italy because it was so expensive now. So Italy couldn't export anything, so no one bought from them, so they suck. On the other side, it was only half as expensive for Italians to import things. To combat this, Mussolini set incredibly high tariffs so no one could import. So what Mussolini effectively did here was stopped Italy from buying or selling anything. And he, the whole time, he was, I revalued the lira, ha ha ha. Everyone's unemployed, huzzah. Great going, Mussolini. What are your thoughts on this, Monsieur Le Thaddeus? Quite interesting thoughts there from the Thaddeus. Who is, of course, inferior scum, just like all of you listeners. Prepare to be smitten. Okay, I'm going to basically stop recording now, and I'll come back with my real quick WWE review and some calls and some fun and some things. We're going to have an interview, hopefully, lined up. We're going to call some people on Skype, hopefully, if these things work. Do some cool things. And, close with some trapdoor. So we'll see you then, and,
Yes, that's right, Thaddeus. We are back on the Dean Show. It is now tomorrow, and we shall continue with some things and some stuff. But before I get to my real quick recap of this week's WWE, which wasn't really very good, apart from one thing that happened, or maybe two, I think we'll have a caller later, but I must... Album, the Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, the AC/DC. Not really sure how that's pronounced with the lightning bolt in there. It's like Akka-tch-ducka. Or like Akka Smiting Dukka. But yeah, get this album. And it's really, 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 really good. So everyone needs to buy it. Has some good songs on there like Rocker and Problem Child and stuff. Rocker's just a straight up rock and roll song. You got Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, which is a great song. And it's really, really good. And everyone needs to buy it. Okay. So,
is now time for a message from our sponsor. Here we go.
This week, the Dean Show is sponsored by Asbestos. Take a deep breath.
And that was a message from our new sponsor, Asbestos. Where there is a fire at one end, and a fool at the other. Isn't that right, Thaddeus? Okay, though I should also mention that if you ever go to the blog, thedeanshow.blogspot.com, you get little Google ads on there, click those, we get some pennies for clicking those ads. Except when it was the Scientology ad yesterday, just don't click that, I can do without the pennies. And, okay, we also have the Blueberry affiliate thing happening, so if you see the blog, there's a little button for Rhapsody Music. Now, even if you don't want to use the Rhapsody service, you get a 14-day free trial with this digital music downloader thing, stuff, gimmick. So you get a 14-day free trial, do the trial, and then if you click the button on the blog, do the free trial, and then you can stop afterwards, and then I get some money because you did the trial, and I advertised them. Okay, so, what's next on the agenda? I think we will get to our WWE bits then. Okay, let's begin with Raw as quickly as I possibly can. We had the opening promo happened. Chris Jericho is backstage. Flair's in the ring. They're talking a little bit. It's pretty good. I liked how they did it. Jericho's very serious. Then he comes out. This was good, but it is pretty much the same promo we're getting every week with the different legends. He beats up Flair. Then Flair's like blaying or something, and this gets the arg, but it would get the crazy huge arg, but I'm not sure if he actually got busted open hard way or if he was bleeding, we can't be sure. Camera shot to the head, boos happen, then Jericho throws Flair's shoes into the crowd. Okay, Extreme Rules match. Arg! Please put some echo on that arg, thank you. Yeah, this is bad because it's Extreme Rules on Raw. Then you get a fake. I said fake because Twist of Fate, you land on your front. This time he landed on his back on the chair. This was Jeff Hardy. Defeated Dolph Ziggler. Twist of Fate on the chair, Swanton. Okay. Then we had a great Money in the Bank 8-man tag match I wrote down here. We had, you know, the typical series of, you know, one guy in the ring, the other guy beats him up, does a move on him, does a little shine. Next guy comes in, beats him up. Next guy comes in, beats him up. Next, you know, until we get through them all. And prettier, Christian won. And then Finlay, who was strangely on the heel team, starts beating everyone up with a ladder. Okay, I have decided the best part, maybe apart from the tag title unification match, which I'm really looking forward to, the best part is going to be the theme tunes with the AC/DC. You know, but this is funnier. They announced that the theme tune, they play one of them, obviously one is Shoot to Thrill, the other is War Machine. They played Shoot to Thrill, but they advertised that it was from the Black Ice album. You're only, 28 years out there? That's right, War Machine is from Black Ice, 2008. Shoot to Thrill is from Back in Black, 1980. Then Vicky Guerrero was out, and I love this. She is back in her wheelchair. I love it. It is awesome. This gets the yay. And the reason this is good is because she used to come out in a wheelchair. She couldn't walk. She was always hurt. And every time she's in a wheelchair, she has a thing around her neck as well. She always hurts her neck, I guess. You know, she's in the wheelchair, she comes out, she gets out of the wheelchair, walks up the steps, gets in the ring, someone lifts the wheelchair over, then she sits back down again. That's what she used to do. I don't think she did that today, but it doesn't really matter. I like it. So yeah, then there's like a thing happening here. Edge and Big Show, I believe it was. Edge gets caught in the ropes, Vicky Guerrero gets up. Like I wrote down, she's always got the hurt neck. Let's see, when she's in her wheelchair, Chavo gets in the ring, accidentally gets speared by Edge, and then the Big Show just beat up Edge. Okay, what's happening next? Yeah, I wrote down here, WrestleMania, Undertaker vs. HBK, should be a Buried Alive match. Okay, that was my thought. Up next, we see HBK in the cemetery, so I was beginning to get really excited, it's going to be a Buried Alive match. There's a grave for Edgar's defeated at WrestleMania, he is 16-0 of course. There's one fresh grave. Michael said it's not for him, it's for the Undertaker's streak. This was really good, really effective, and I love it. And after all that, it's not a Buried Alive match! There's not no Buried Alive matches happening. I was like, what is going on? Okay, Santino Marella comes out with Beth Phoenix and Rosa Mendez, and he says he knows who's going to win the Divas Battle Royal. You assume he's going to pick one of them. And then he said it's going to be him! Because it's sexual discrimination not to allow him in the Divas Battle Royal. And then they say that he's allowed to be in it if he can beat Mickey James with one hand. Sui is one tied behind his back. Mickey James just ties the other one as well, and now he has new hands. He tries to go to the top rope with new hands. He's like falling all over the place. And the best spot was the steamroller. Hands are tied behind his back. He's lying on the ground. He like flops around a bit and he rolls and tries to trip Mickey James up with the steamroller. That was awesome. And then Mickey James won, and this gets the huge RARG! Because I did not want her to win. Santino would have made the Divas match at WrestleMania awesome. No, he's not in it. Okay, Orton and DiBiase versus Triple H. Triple goes for the sledgehammer. Cody Rhodes is under the ring, so he goes under the ring for the sledgehammer. Rhodes jumps him from under the ring. Handcuff Triple H to the ropes. They do the legs on rope DDT to Stephanie McMahon. And then Orton kisses Stephanie and hits Triple H with the sledgehammer. And that's the Raw. Real quick, ECW. Teddy Long decides that the tag title unification match is now a lumberjack match for some reason. Now listen to this. This tag title unification match, they're unifying the Raw Tag Team Championships with the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. Why is the ECW general manager making it a lumberjack match? Neither of the belts are on ECW. Craziness. Then we find out that Howard Finkel, the Fink, will be in the Hall of Fame. Legendary announcer, so that's good. He deserves that. Is there no ECW title match at WrestleMania? I wrote down. It appears not. Evidently that belt not important enough. And then the other only other important thing that happened was that Tommy Dreamer won in a tag match. He didn't get the pin, but he still won, so that's important, and that's good, and I like it. Now on to SmackDown. Nice spot with Christian. He's climbing. They did the typical Money in the Bank. All the guys are in the ring. There's a ladder on there. Christian climbs the ladder. He's going to show how he can win Money in the Bank. Finley pushes it over and he falls off the ladder, out of the ring, onto six other guys and flattens them all. Okay, then in a Divas match, Gail Kim returns. She wants the Divas title. Not really sure why anyone would want that. And then the only other important thing that happened was this main event bit. The Druid music hits, but it's not the Undertaker's black robes druids, it's the white druids, and of course they're all covered in white robes and the hood over their face, you can't see anything. We get some epic music playing as H3K comes out as the white Undertaker. I wrote down HB Undertaker. Let's see. The H3K's motions were just perfect, I thought, right up until he took the hat off. Then he starts doing his HBK stuff. And this is really, really good, and I was just thinking, you know what? I love the build-up for this match, but I wish this spot would have been so much better with Mordecai. If you don't know, he was like the... Undertaker's a evil, but he's a good guy. He's a face. Mordecai was like the ultimate good, but he was a heel somehow, and I thought it just would have went perfect together, because he was basically White Undertaker, and he had like the sword or something going on there. Okay, H3K ruined it all. Like, I'm not going to insult anyone's religion, but he started quoting Genesis, which had nothing to do with the storyline in any way, and that's why it ruined it. Then Undertaker comes in and they fight in the smoke, goes for the chokeslam, and H3K runs away over the ropes. And that is your WWE done. Okay, we'll have some call-ins and stuff in a while, but we're not really ready for that just yet, so we will get to that and I'll record that bit. I think there's absolutely nothing else I've got to mention on this show. I suppose I should credit that the song used in the Miscellany Corner was by Acoustica, and it's Acoustic Dreams. If you enjoyed that song, that will hopefully be a regular or semi-regular segment on the show, and we'll always use that song. Welcome back to The Dean Show with special guest Evan Armstrong. Evan, you're on The Dean Show.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Awesome. The Dean is also good, because he is the Dean.
Good.
Okay, anything specific you would like to talk about?
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind?
Yeah, what are you worrying about these days?
Worrying. Well, I was worrying about ICT coursework recently, but apart from that, other things on my mind are things that we should not discuss.
Like?
Because things that even a intelligent mortal is unable to comprehend. Things only the Dean can understand.
Pornography?
Maybe. Maybe. In fact, yes. To break that up, I'm going to play some music. Okay, everyone, forget about what was just said. Okay, let's see. You did the ICT coursework as well, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So how did that go for you?
Could have gone better, could have gone worse.
Yeah, well, mine went pretty well, I'd say.
though it's being marked by Mr. Cleland, so that scares me.
Hmm. Well, at least it wasn't Miss Foster you got yours marked by.
Oh, she marked it too. So did Mrs. Hunter. Everyone is marking it. Yeah, I've got like 3 teachers marking it. It's crazy.
You're lucky.
Possibly. Yeah. So, you've listened to some of the episodes of the Dean Show thus far?
Oh, yeah.
Which is your favourite?
Episode 5.
Episode 5. I have a vague lack of memory as to what actually happened on that episode. Something about we had a guest, and then I don't really recall how that ended.
So, Logic Hunter kicked you off the show.
Yes, well, I'm not quite sure I recall that very much, but yes. I'm not sure I remember that at all, actually, in fact. I remember something about Thaddeus. Thaddeus is usually on there. Okay, so, yeah. What type of music? Let's talk about music. You like music, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your favorite band?
Probably Trivium.
I don't know much of the Trivium. Are they, they're good then, yes?
They're a bit heavy for most people, but other types of bands would be AC/DC and...
Oh, yeah.
Airborne are pretty good. Quite awesome. Similar to AC/DC, though.
Yes, Airborne are good. I have their album. They're like AC/DC Junior, but yeah. AC/DC are really, really awesome. So, do you also like the Trapdoor?
No.
Damn. Not enough people like the Trapdoor. Oh, well.
Crapdoor?
Yes, that happened in 1980, I think, but that's over now.
All.
Yeah. Okay. So, what type of games are you playing these days?
Not really playing many, unfortunately, because of school, but if I could play one, it would be going back to Fallout 3.
Yeah, I need to get the new Fallout 3 content. I think it's out already, The Pit. I need to get that. But these days, I don't really know. I think you're in Pittsburgh or something, I heard. It's supposed to be better than the last content, so I gotta get that. But at the moment, I'm still playing the AC/DC Rock Band. And awesome. Persona 4, I've pretty much got bored with because it's crap. The Dean has smitten Persona Quattro. Okay. Well, to all the listeners, I must take a little break from the interview to point out that the answer to last week's quiz, I've just remembered, was Can I Sit Next to You, Girl? If you would like to enter this week's quiz, since the only person who won last week... Hey! Last week's quiz was won by Thaddeus Penguin.
It's rigged.
It is not rigged. Damn you, I will smite you!
Smite me all you want, it can't get me.
This week's quiz question, what is the name of the song we played on the first episode, and who is it by? Send your answers to ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com. And you thought it was rigged.
It is?
Why?
Thaddeus is going to win again.
How can you prove that?
I can't until the next one's released.
Well, all contest entries are submitted to Thaddeus, and he works out which one is best.
Thaddeus is unfair.
Thaddeus is my slave, and he's making me tea right now, so don't say anything bad about him, or I will smite you, because if you say anything bad, he may not bring me my tea quickly enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you've... what's your favourite part about Fallout 3, then?
It's a difficult one. Probably using the fat boy.
Yeah. See, I only got that right at the end, but my favorite.
Yeah, heard about that.
Yeah, that sucked.
That really does suck. I got it on the mission where it says for you to pick up the fat boy from the fallen Brotherhood of Steel.
I have yet to actually use it, but I do have one now. I found it. It was broken, but you know what can you do? Yeah, my favorite part I think is either Tranquility Lane because that was just really awesome, or perhaps Andale because that's a nice little town. Have you found Andale?
No, not
yet. There's no quest for it. You just go there, and then some people, and they're like cannibals or something, and then you just kill everyone, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, sounds like fun.
It is. Though it's much like every other city, because I killed everyone there too, because I just smoked them all.
Is it the Brahmas you find? Isn't that the two-headed cow?
Yes.
The Brahm?
Yeah.
If you find one in the wild and go into the stance where you can steal from people, it says you can tip the Brahmas over.
Ah, cool.
You can tip cows in Fallout 3.
That is pretty cool. You know what I say to that?
What?
I have Rickrolled the Brahmin.
My ears are melting.
So are mine, because that was not very good music. Okay, so the Fallout 3 is quite a good game. Yeah. So since this is a wrestling-related podcast for the most part, do you know anything about the wrestling?
I used to watch it when I was younger.
And what are your thoughts on it?
I think that people can like it if they want to, because it's their own fair choice. To be honest, I grew out of it, but yeah. It was entertaining at the time.
Good. Yeah, I do quite enjoy it. Okay. Well, we're coming close to the end of the interview, because I've got to go brush my hair some more. But yeah, anything you want to say?
No.
Okay. Such a great guest we have on the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
Indeed. So, yeah, real quick before we do close, you've also played The Oblivion, haven't you?
Yes.
Which did you think was better?
Fallout 3.
You thought Fallout 3? See, I thought Oblivion. This is the question we usually ask all of our guests. Why did you think Fallout 3 was better?
It had guns and lasers and a fat boy.
Yeah, well, Oblivion had the sword.
So you've got knives in Fallout 3?
The sword, where there is a fire at one end and a fool at the other.
On a sword, there's generally no fire and fool.
Screw you. There's always a fire, and there is always a fool, and I've had enough of your disagreement. One of us is going to have to leave.
He's gone. Hurrah! Okay, I'm gone too. Goodbye. I'm not going to play anymore. Goodbye.